First of all, thank you very much for spending your evening with us. This is something that has been earned in the cityhood process. Sorry, it's not working. This is one of the benefits that you have earned in the cityhood process. Now that you are a city, that we are a city, we have the opportunity to come together and lay out a future. Look ahead 20 years, where do we want to be? And then you have staff provided to you to lay a game plan. How do we get there? So that is the purpose of the meetings that hopefully you'll be coming to for the next few months, and that is to give us your ideas, give us your vision, so that we can then digest that into policy. We're not setting the future. You are. First of all, also, an apology. I'm sorry it's so hot in here. I recognize it is hot in here. I promise you it will not be hot in here next time, so please come back. I'm Jennifer Peterson. I'm the Community Development Director, so one of my charges is to lead our city through this process, through managing the overall consultant team, Pond & Company, who we'll bring up here in a little bit. But I also wanted to roll through some people here in the audience, if I could get the members of Mayor and Council to stand up very quickly. Thank you very much for... Thank you very much for supporting this effort. I know you understand how important this is to your community, but your presence here definitely brings that home. But I could also get the members of our steering committee involved in this process to stand up very quickly. Thank you very much for volunteering your time, and we may call upon you a little bit tonight to work through some tables in the room to be our additional eyes and ears. And also a thank you to all of the other boards and commissions that volunteer their time in the land use and zoning and planning process. All of this information that we're putting together now will be the basis for your decision making over the next 20 years to come. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Pond & Company. They are a local planning, architecture, and engineering firm. They've been in the metro area for well over 20 years, I believe. 40, well over 20, okay. And they have a lot of DeKalb County and metro area experience, so we're very blessed to have this group participating in our process. Should you leave here tonight and feel like you didn't have an opportunity to speak your mind, you think of something 3 days from now after you mull it over, it's not just a public meeting where you have an opportunity to speak your mind. We've also put a lot of information on the city website. There's a direct link from the homepage that can get you to all the documents we put together, all the documents we will be putting together. There's also a discussion board there specific for this planning process. So please stay engaged throughout the months and don't feel like you missed your opportunity because you're not. So thank you very much, and I'm going to turn it over to Mom.
My name is Dan Cohen. I'm the Director of Planning
at Pond & Company.
Okay. Dan Cohen. I'm Director of Planning at Pond & Company. Thank you all for coming. It's Michelle Alexander. She's Deputy Director. Christian Gable, one of our planners. You know, it really is a pleasure to work on projects like this. We do comprehensive planning and zoning ordinances and projects like that. But when you have an opportunity to work in a new city and really shape the fabric of what's going to be over the next 10, 15, and 20 years, it really is a very interesting challenge to have. I mean, we've finished the process where we're done doing our initial assessment of what's happening, taking a look at demographic data, housing data, environmental data, open space data, and things like that. Michelle will have opportunity to share with you on these slides exactly where we are in the process. The next stages are really what's interesting. We'll share with you some of the analysis, but really what we want from you tonight are really your thoughts and your ideas about the future of the city. And the beauty of this plan really will be, you know, the coming together of both the things that you would like to have happen, assuming that most of them are within reason, and our ability to basically figure out where to put them and hopefully how to fund them. Because obviously we are in a very dire time, economically speaking. There's not a lot of public dollars around, but we know where some of the pots of money exist. And lastly, one of the things really is, in this interesting time of the stimulus package, what a lot of agencies are doing, community improvement districts like the PCID as one of your neighbors, and some other cities as a matter of fact, and I want you to give some thought to this too, is getting projects ready, not only for your vision, but then getting them through to design. Because as I understand it, what's going to happen in the second and third round of stimulus money is that the federal government is still going to be looking for projects that they can show that they can implement. Okay, things like that. And that's really what's going to be critical, is to get to the stage from vision to design, from planning to design, where you can then go to engineering and make something happen. So I really would like this opportunity to, for you to get to that particular point. I'd like to turn it over to Michelle to take care of you the rest of the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for spending your time coming out tonight. I want to just check about some of the resources we have in the room tonight. Can you let me know, folks who are in leadership in your homeowners association, could you raise your hand? Leadership in your homeowner association, do you have some business owners in the room? Do you have folks who run businesses, own businesses in the area? And do you have anyone who's working on any boards at the regional level, the Atlanta metro level, county level, is there anyone on working on board? Okay, I just want to check. And I know a lot of you were busy working really hard. I want to say congratulations on becoming the city. This process, I know, will give you some of the roadmaps that you need for your policy. Some of you worked on the task force prior to this. Some of you have worked a long time to become the city. This process is a way to now institutionalize it. You're not relying on the volunteers and the hard work of all of the informal institutions. Now this is going to be a process where you put into policy and say, these are the rules. And now we're going to build our zoning ordinances and our regulations based on that. I'm going to walk through pretty quickly a set of information about how the comprehensive plan works and the structure of it, and then we're going to get into some input from you. So tonight we went through and introduced the planning team. We have Ross and Associates and also a group called Arcadis that's working with us to bring the expertise on transportation and transit and also on facilities and funding, like Dan mentioned. This is a very practical city. You've got folks who know a lot about planning and zoning. I know that you've got a lot of knowledge base here. So we want to take it to the next level and provide a lot of resources. So as you make decisions, you have the resources about your trade-offs and what they need for funding, making your priorities, not a laundry list, a wish list, but a list that you can prioritize and really make happen. Through the when we go through this, we're going to go into input, we're going to write it down, we're going to spend a few minutes just talking in general terms about issues and opportunities, and then we're going to look about at maps together, what areas about change and what you want to preserve. So for the comprehensive plan, it's got several components. It has it's an assessment of your existing conditions, it provides information about future trends. It's a policy document, so when you make zoning decisions in the future, it has to be legally to be held up in court, backed up by this plan. So it's got legal importance, this plan that you're putting together. And it also includes your policies as well as a plan of action, how you can implement your vision and your policies that you're adopting through the comp plan. Now the state has a partner, the Department of Community Affairs. Anybody ever run across any of their programs or participated in it? Great, there's one or two people. They've got other programs available for you too, in terms of funding, technical assistance to help you. But they also set the rules, so it's not just your staff, and it's not just your consultant team putting together this community agenda, your whole comprehensive plan, but the state regulates it. And so if you don't like the format of some of it, please don't shoot the messenger. We have to follow state guidelines of how to set it up and how to do it. But that's good because it gives accountability, and government and local communities have someone looking over and saying, you included what you were supposed to, you considered the things you were supposed to when you put it together. So there's checks and balances through this process. There are three components in the assessment. I'm going to give you some details about what that means, the community assessment. There's a participation plan. We were required, the state requires that we put a document that says how we're going to engage the community, either to provide input or to provide education information, solicit input, and to exchange information. And that plan is on your webpage. So you can see how it was thought through and how the council voted to how we're going to implement it. Now the community agenda is really the heart of it. The reason you do a comp plan is to get all your data together and have all these meetings so that you have this document that's called, and this is DCA rule, they call it community agenda. And the key pieces of it are the policies and the implementation plan. So these community meetings, and do take a look at the different meetings we have planned and scheduled when you want to come in. Those meetings are all here to get your input on how this gets designed for your community agenda. To date, we did have to go ahead and prepare this community assessment document. There was a public hearing. It was advertised for May 26th. And there, the present the community assessment. And the community assessment is a document, go ahead. It's a document that puts together from all of your parts, not just the land use plan you're talking about. It looks at all your different departments, facilities and parks and population and economic development. And the results of that document, the results of that document come together in this fat book. And it's available also on your webpage. It's got a lot of tables and a lot of data and a lot of maps. We've got some of the maps here, and they're available at Jennifer Peterson's office if you want to take a better look at them. We're going to hand out in a little while the executive summary that tries to put together and say, here are some key findings from this whole document to try to put a synthesis, a snapshot of where you're at. But there's some required components to it that we're required to put together. Part of the data assessment that we came up with, we have to use certain sources. The census is the main source. As you know, you're a new city, so we didn't have data already compiled by the boundaries, and I'm sure it's exciting, especially for these in the task force, to have some of this information. What we see using the base data from the year 2000 for the area that's now Dunwoody, about 39,000 people, and in 2008, the estimate, 2008, was around 43,000 people. Now, projecting out to the future, the projection is based on trends, but we backed up that projection out to 2030. We're required to think out to the future. Remember, this plan isn't about the next 5 years alone. It's about thinking 2030, a long time from now. So thinking what you're going to look like in the future and what your needs are going to be, we used existing trends and said around 2030, there'll be around 53,000 people following sort of trend. And then we looked at some of your building permit data to say, is that reasonable for this time period, 2008, 2013, 2013, and it looks to make sense. Now, that's going to depend, of course, on some of your decisions and how some of the build-out actually happens for your remaining parts of the city. We put together some data about your income, and all this information, these are just examples. I know in the back you cannot read that, I understand, but it's to give you a sense of the kind of data about your income. And the median household income in 2008 was around $99,000. That's the median income for the area. Go to the next slide. The forecast, another set of data compares. So some of the things you'll find in this document compare. We know we're interested about your sister city, how are they performing, how do you compare to the rest of your county. But we also look at North Fulton. So this book has a lot of information also about North Fulton, as well as DeKalb County. It also talks about how the region is doing. We really rely on Atlanta Regional Commission, the ARC, to put together some snapshots to give us a sense of how is the region performing as a whole. And then we talk in this document, how is Dunwoody compared to that? An important part of this is existing land use. It's very exciting to put together some of the maps that we have about your existing land use. No surprise about the percentage that you have residential uses versus commercial uses. But we got some actual percentages now based on the land use. As you know, you've got about, for residential, it's about 80-some percent residential is the land use for existing land use. And this just itemizes the different kinds of categories. I think we have the map over by this table, actually, of how that plays out image-wise. And this is the same image. So that darker brown color is your primarily your residential. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. Bring it back. That, I meant that the lighter, it's a khaki kind of color. I think, sorry for the projection on the image, it's usually more that orangey kind of color, so it's pretty seeing that odd color up there. Now, part of this document, we looked at all of these items that were in these different bases of data, of population, transportation, your facilities, fire, population, the whole range of items, and we came up with a preliminary list. BCA requires that this document comes up with a preliminary list. It does not have your values in there. So you are going to look at that list, and you're going to add to it, enhance it, and change it throughout this process. So keep in mind, this is just the beginning, just based on what we see from numbers. And the objective is when we get to the community agenda, we'll have a different list. And that list, you'll be talking with us about how to prioritize and communicate to the city council your priorities of issues and opportunities for the city. For every one of those issues and opportunities, when you come to your community agenda, you have to have a policy statement and action towards it. So that sort of forces you to think, what do we really want to spend our resources on? What issues and opportunities are the most important to us? Go ahead. We're going to give you a handout in just a moment so you'll be able to read this, but I'm just showing this so you can see the topics of issues and opportunities related to housing issues, what kind of mix, so we analyze the kind of mix of housing. Your population, you look very similar to a lot of parts of the region as a whole in terms of about 10% Hispanic, 12 or so percent Asian, 10% or so African American, and the rest majority white in terms of your racial ethnic diversity. But you also are similar to the ARC projections, the Atlanta Region Commission's projections about your aging population. About 1 in 5 people in the region are going to be over 65 in about 20 years, in the year 2030. The city of Dunwoody will be about 23% is what the projections are. So these are things to consider as you plan for your future. Other items are land use, economic development. There's information about the concentration of what kind of employers do you have, what kind of labor force do you have. You all know you are a very educated city. You've got an incredible percentage of bachelor's degrees. 40-some percent bachelor's and 20-some percent with master's and higher degree. About half your population in the school age are attending private schools. This is another interesting piece of data that emerged from this study. We also have in this document cultural resources. There's mapping of things, your rivers, your buffers, your streams, your open space, as well as cultural resources. You've got a great preservation trust that's been all volunteer and has been working really hard for the city, the folks who live in this area, on a volunteer basis to make sure some of your cultural and historic resources are preserved. What you need to consider now that it's in the document, everybody can see, is now the city and government institutionalizing that so that plans are reviewed, so you have things on the books that protect them. That was another item. And then, of course, transportation. We all have our favorite moment of congestion and frustration throughout. But you also have some great amenities in terms of where you do have sidewalks in the residential areas. So there's a list of issues and opportunities associated with your transportation and transit options. Similarly, facilities and services, that means everything. Fire, police, libraries, and also City Hall itself. That's going to be an important part of our discussion of the future of the location of your City Hall. Okay. Go ahead. And again. One map that is called a map of special attention, areas of special attention. Again, BCA says when you go through and you look at this assessment, where do you have to keep our eye on? And everyone needs to be armed to look at where you have special features, areas of commercial development. I think this room is probably so intimate with your city, you're aware of that. But DCA makes us put it on a map so that your future council members know, and as you come together and write your implementation plan and your priorities of action, that we keep track of that. So that includes where do you have vacant sites, where do you have cultural resources. So we've mapped all of those kind of items. One thing we did put on this map also were gateways for you to consider, entrance ways. And if you're going to need to have special rules or special attention to take advantage of these entrance ways into your city, if you want them to prioritize and see where you want to create gateways. Character areas is a tool that the DCA has established. Some of you who worked on the task force talked about character areas already. It defines development types in your community, and we put together a preliminary map of that. It's development types or areas of certain kinds of development. And when we go through the process at the end of it, the character area map will define the kind of priorities and standards for what you anticipate, the vision for different parts of your community need to be. there may be a character area that needs some redevelopment. We recognize you want to see some incentives and is ready for some redevelopment. So you want to put certain rules, regulations, and incentives on your policy to help make that happen. We'll have, towards the end, on one of our meetings, we'll be dedicated just to that and looking at that and defining how you want your future development to look. But there's a preliminary one prepared for you to consider that we've prepared based on field reviews, also results from your task force, and the data in your in that emerged from the community assessment. That was a really racing through presentation, and you've got a lot of data available to you. It's on the webpage, and we're going to hand out executive summaries. Every table has an executive summary. The purpose really for tonight is to, it's a kickoff. So it gives you the information, what's going on, how you can get involved. We have the schedule of the overall time frame of when the document should be ready. And you also have a handout about the different meetings where we'll focus in depth on certain issues that you, I know you care about, you have opinions about, and ways you want to see the city addressed. So we're just preparing for those more engaged meetings. But tonight we're going to start with some exercise and get some input, even though you're not armed with all the data that necessarily, unless you look. Has anyone seen it on the webpage? I've got to know. Has anyone looked at the webpage and seen some of this? Yeah, I think we should have had a special surprise for you guys with cookies and dinner, right? So you can raise your hand. To arm yourself with data. But we know you already have a lot of information, so we're gonna get into that in just a moment. But this is a reminder then of the types of meetings we have planned. And where you'll get, unfortunately, you'll get to hear a little bit of this at each one of these meetings because some of your neighbors haven't come. If I look around this room, and I'm very superficial, I would say this room doesn't represent a whole diversity of people that may be in your community. And so your challenge, you're here tonight, asking you to think about people who aren't represented, who might be normally not come to meetings like this. Maybe you are a member of PTA, and you get to see some parents who don't always get to come to events or think about what's going on in their city, but they're very effective. Please invite them to come to some of these meetings, take some flyers, and pass them out to folks you know. We put Jennifer Peterson, she's the Director of Community Development, who will be, she is managing this overall project, so if you have comments, please direct them to her and her staff and make sure we get the information that we need. We're going to shift gears a little bit. We talked about, you saw up there, if you want to meet some of my volunteers from staff to help hand out. We talked about the issues and opportunities. And we're wanting you to take a look, if you want to hand out some of these to the different tables. So there's set up in eight, so every group can go ahead and have eight per table. First, some of you don't have it, so let's do a couple. And we're going to do this just for a few minutes. We have another opportunity, another shot at this. But in general terms, the issues and opportunities for the city. And we'll start topic by topic. And if you take a minute to look over the handout on the issues.